A couple of things. First, I urge all of you to come to our booth as well, as the Dish EchoStar booth. Dish EchoStar booth is in Central Hall. Arcos, as well. We're in the Sands, right smack dab as you walk into it. It's a real groovy setup this year. There's some really cool stuff to show you. But just at the highest level, as a lot of you know, video entertainment is not just about the living room television anymore. However, the living room television is that hub, is that main place. A lot of us, we all think about all the new, latest, and greatest things, and we jump to these new forms of distribution, these new displays, and we seem to forget that while that's incredibly compelling, the consumer is sitting back and enjoying that living room experience. So it's not necessarily old versus new, it's old and new being combined. Next slide. So, really, one of the things that we're focused on, and you're going to see some of the products that we've already created and things that we're going to be doing now in our new family, we're all about connecting consumers in a seamless way to content that they love, regardless of the display, regardless of the location, regardless of the format, even regardless of the source of the content. Consumers shouldn't have to figure out, this content I can watch on this particular TV and it's coming from satellite, this other content that I love and I enjoy, I watch it on my PC, it's coming from the internet. That shouldn't matter. It's all about making all that stuff in between the consumer and the content very, very seamless. And that's what we've spent our last 4 years doing, and we're really excited about combining powers with EchoStar, because one thing we weren't in was inside the set-top box. Next slide. So, you can go to the next one, too. So, a lot of you may know our company as the Slingbox Company. The company makes this product that we unveiled here a few years ago that lets you watch your home Dish DVR on any display, regardless of any location. And while that is something we really built the brand on, what you're going to start to see from us at this CES and moving forward is a much broader set of solutions that are focusing on, again, connecting that consumer to content, regardless of display. We just focused with the Slingbox on the first product, getting living room content on the displays you weren't enjoying it. But what about content that's coming from IP, as an example, that now needs to be on a variety of displays? There's not a lot of solutions there. How do people search and discover and find new content that they want to consume? Sure, you can have these great recommendation engines and algorithms that try to compute for you, smart electronic programming guys, but you know what? Most of us here who are willing to admit we watch television, we probably find most of the television shows that we want to go look at or want to learn about, we learn about it from our friends. Our family, our friends say, hey, you should check out The Sopranos, you should check out this new thing on Discovery. And we have a whole variety of solutions focused around connecting consumers to each other to find and explore new content, and I'll highlight that in a second. Now, another thing, this is something we announced this morning, I think it's pretty big news. When we went through the acquisition, there were a lot of doubters. First off, there were a lot of our consumers who were incredibly passionate about the Sling brand and Sling products. A lot of them were concerned, oh, maybe this means that Sling products will no longer be available to consumers, it'll only be available through Dish Network. Well, first off, that's not true. We're really excited about some of the things we can do with Carl and Dish and tightly integrated solutions, but we'll continue to sell products clearly to retail and actually quickly expand what we've been doing there. But then the second bit of criticism, the speculation was, hey, wait a second, these guys are satellite guys. They're not gonna really spin this thing out and work with a variety of other operators. Give me a break, that's not real. Well, not only is it absolutely real, with the very first product that we do is actually a Sling modem, which actually has Sling box functionality as well as an embedded cable modem in it. Clearly, satellite operators aren't going to find a whole lot of use for this. In fact, if they get close to it, they'll smash it. But in fact, this, we're not announcing, when we scrubbed off the brand name right now, we're not announcing who our first cable operator is that we're working with. But this product, this isn't just a clamshell, this is through DOCSIS certification already, FCC certified, this is ready for deployment. And so I think this speaks a lot to what you're going to be seeing from EchoStar Holding moving forward. We're going to work with a variety of operators around the world, whether they're satellite, whether they're cable, whether they're IP, doesn't matter. Next slide. Another thing I'm really excited about here at the show, again, connecting consumers to content regardless of display. Today we really have these video players, these screen players, on many different platforms, probably more than anybody else on the planet, where it has Windows or Mac or Windows Mobile or Palm or Symbian. Today, or actually on Friday, we had announced support for demoing this at our booth as well for all you Craftberry addicts. The ability to watch and control your living room TV on BlackBerry. And last but not least, this is stuff you guys have to go see to check out. It's all about how, again, I was talking about socializing and finding new content. It's that water cooler conversation that we are very much focused on, bringing that water cooler conversation to the web. And it's this thing called Flip and Sling, with the destination site being sling.com, fully operational in the booth. We've been in private beta for some time, fully operational for you guys to check it out. Basically, it lets friends basically see this particular piece of TV that they're watching, choose a small clip, and actually send it to a variety of family and friends to actually start to socialize around that. And it actually creates not only a great experience for consumers, but something that is so sorely lacking to the television networks and the content owners. What they are so sorely lacking is, how do I create new advertising inventory in a day and age where I know people are skipping commercials, and I know that the traditional television ad model is not necessarily as targeted and as measurable as it is on the internet? How do I maintain my relevance and my brand in this new age where there's so many different technologies and so many different forms of content that are available that aren't just coming from studios, they're coming from individuals? And last but not least, how do I, as a content owner, unlock all of the digital assets that I have, vaults of content that I've not been able to release? Maybe the only way to distribute it before was over satellite or over cable, which meant that it had to be content that was applicable to millions of people. This long tail we talk about, how do they unlock the value of it? Well, some of the best ways to unlock the value of it is, I am watching, for example, a piece of, I'm watching Discovery and Planet Earth, this amazing show. I see a great clip that I see is really interesting. I can clip that and send it to all my friends. My friends not only get to watch that clip, but also, there's a springboard, if you will, a link to go watch the long form of that show, the entire episode. Maybe stream directly onto my laptop. Maybe I click the button and it records it on my DVR back home. It's the seamless connectivity between consumers and devices and content that we're really focused on. So that's just a final, that's a screenshot of the sling.com site, which is the place that is the repository for a lot of that content. So that's it. Thank you very much. I think Mr. Irvin is on his way up. I'm proud to introduce the man of legends. One other thing that I just wanted to say is, one thing that's really cool about this acquisition, you know, for us, is we were talking to a variety of companies of where we wanted to go, and whether we're going to stand alone and try to go IPO next year or get acquired. And one of the real cool things about the company NecroStar is that it is pretty darn entrepreneurial for a company that's been around for a while. And Charlie, you know, being a founder and entrepreneur as well, understanding how guys like me are a little bit crazy and kind of puts us in our padded room every once in a while and leaves us alone, is pretty great. So thanks, Charlie.